think you were born in Dublin, is that right?
I was born in Dublin, but my grandfather was a Listowel man, my mother's father. He was a Listowel man.
Okay, and had he moved to Dublin?
He was a commercial traveller, and I'd say that's how he met my grandmother in Dublin. And they were married here in Listowel, and they moved then and lived in Dublin.
So that's where you grew up, obviously. I mean, did you spend most of your childhood in Dublin?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Dublin. I lived in Dublin until I was 20. But I used to come to Listowel for my holidays because my grandfather's family, they owned the Maid of Erin. It was the central hotel here in Listowel. And since we were babies, practically, because my mother used to come down, you know, they were her first cousins. So we used to come to Listowel as small children, and we kept coming on holidays. And I think there was a couple of years then in between when I didn't come. And then when I was 14 or 15, I started coming back on my own because my mother's sister and my aunt, she moved down here and lived with the cousins.
Okay, so you've obviously always had a big soft spot for Listowel, but it must have been quite a journey to get from Dublin to Listowel in the 1930s and 1940s.
Yeah, well, you laugh now because I used to come down. I'd be put on the train in Dublin, and my aunt then would meet me at the station here in Listowel. At the time, the station was open here, and I'd stay for practically the whole summer. Because I loved being here, I hated going back to Dublin. And I was going to school, like naturally, I was only in the secondary school. And when it had come for me to time to go back, there was lots of tears because I didn't want to go back. Yeah, I remember one year now, I could have got a drive back to Dublin from somebody a week earlier than I would normally go home. And I cried so much that I said, I don't want to go. I have another week here. So they let me stay for the extra week. And I went back on the train then.
Yeah. Brilliant. And what was it that you loved about Listowel so much?
I don't know. It's such a nice town. And then I suppose I met my husband. I was only 15 when I met him.
Oh, my. Okay. And was he a Listowel man?
Oh, he was a Listowel man. But the funny thing about it, my parents and his parents knew one another. They used to play cards down in the Central Hotel, you know, and we didn't even know at the time, you know, that in years to come that I'd meet up with their son. And I met him through him. Actually, it was my aunt that introduced him to me. And I was only 15. But he told me afterwards, I used to see him when I was down at the hotel. We used to often sit outside, you know, the door, and he'd cycle up and down. And he told me afterwards the only reason he used to cycle up and down because he knew I was there and he wanted to see me.
Oh.
And then one evening, my aunt called him over and she introduced